Email latedebate@rte.ie.
November 2021, the government unveiled the largest redress scheme in the history of the state. €3 billion to help thousands of homes afflicted with defective blocks in Donegal especially. Homeowners, they insisted, the scheme was fatally flawed. The burden on the exchequer was also questioned. But almost 18 months later, the scheme, they say, still isn't fully operational. In a moment, we'll be speaking to an affected homeowner. But Fianna Fáil Senator Niall Blaney, how do you respond to that charge that this scheme still, after all the fanfare, isn't properly up and running?
Well, I suppose the first thing to say is the old scheme is still there. That's the one we introduced that was put in place, the mechanism put in place by the previous administration. And we've done that in consultation with the homeowners. And I suppose we've been on a path since, Barry, of discovery, because this is an extremely complex piece of legislation.
But to be clear, because we haven't touched this issue in a while, what you're saying tonight is the old 80-20 scheme that was there, that triggered all the protests, that's the one that's in operation, but the one that Dara O'Brien promised in November 2021 still isn't up and running. That's what you're saying tonight.
It's weeks off. Was recently put back by 2 weeks by request by the county councils, two county councils. It's my understanding that before April is out that it will be up and running. It's gone through a process of engagement with homeowners at the moment, and I think a lot of their responses are in.
So before the end of April, the scheme you're
saying
will
be another consultation with homeowners.
Another one.
At that stage, there'll be a consultation between the minister and the homeowners, which will be very short. It'll be a matter of meeting them and seeing what changes he has made and what their requests finally are, I would imagine. And I believe it'll be put into being at that stage.
So tonight, as I said, November 2021, Dara O'Brien, this big announcement, the largest redress scheme in the history of the state. Many people would feel at home this issue had been sorted. The homeowners say it hasn't. When are you saying tonight then that that scheme will finally be up and running? What month are you saying?
The indications at the moment are that the end of April, it'll be up and running by the end of April.
John Lee, this was a very hot political topic. It still is. It brought a casualty for the government, didn't it not, in Joe McHugh?
Yes, and maybe our two Donegal representatives will fill us in on what the future is there. You know, Sinn Féin, I think Pádraig might even have been critical of the strategy that cost him at the time. Had aimed to get three seats in the past. They have two seats there now. One would think it's a very optimistic outlook for the for
Joe
Sinn
McHugh
Féin.
Resigning.
So
over
I was
the
just
mic,
getting.
Yeah.
So Joe McHugh is a former minister and a government TD, and in a very very unusual step, he declared that he will not be around for the next general election and has lost the government whip since then as well. So whereas. Now, I, as a political correspondent, will probably be a little less au fait with the exact intricacies of MICA. I'm certainly aware of the political fallout here. But in some ways, you know, we've been very critical, certainly I have been very critical of the government's handling of housing. This, you know, can't be directly laid at the feet of the current government, the initial problem. And it is, you know, a multifaceted problem. But we have to see how this complex compensation scheme can come to fruition, and it needs to come quickly. There are all, you know, I saw an article in the Examiner there late last year that there are that only I think 16 people had secured compensation from the previous scheme from 1,200, and now we have the additional complication of ever increasing building costs, which seem to be expanding the
whole indications
scheme.
Are will push the cost to the exchequer over €3 billion. Pádraig McLoughlin, have you any confidence in what you heard there from the government representative Niall Blaney that this scheme will be up and running soon enough?
It's absolutely exasperating it's a year and a half since the government announced that there would be a just scheme. A scheme that gave 100% redress, and of course it's nowhere like that. I mean, I just for your listeners' benefit tonight, we have victims all across the state, victims of the Pyrite scandal, victims of this MICA pyrite and a pyritite, iron sulfate scandal, and of course victims of defective apartments. So we have victims of the failure of the state to oversee regulations, to make sure that concrete blocks, concrete products are made properly, to make sure that in the case of apartments, that builders built them properly. A profound failure. The difference is, for the pyrite remediation scheme, you had the housing agency of the state running the scheme right through from start to finish. You had 100% redress, and rightly so. What we have for the defective block families is go and sort it out yourself. We'll give you a certain type of a redress, not 100%. You'll have to find tens of thousands. They don't believe the families that, and you've covered this extensively, Barry, in your own reporting, that the scientific basis in which people's homes are repaired, IS 465, people have no confidence that that is a proper solution. There has been scientific evidence brought forward by Professor Paul Dunlop, Andreas Lehmann, that has been published in one of the leading scientific journals in the world. The first time we had actual science that says that this IS 465 isn't fit for purpose. Why are we not testing foundations right now? Why are we forcing families to build houses on foundations that could be, you know, also rotten with iron sulfates?
I will return to that in a moment, because that is a critical element of this. But we just have an affected homeowner joining us as well. This is Mary Lafferty. She lives in Figgart near Ballyliffin. The home she shares with her husband and three sons has bad blocks. Mary, a very good night to you. Welcome to the programme. There's a perception out there, perhaps outside Donegal and the affected counties, that this issue is solved. Is it, as far as you're concerned, and what's your situation?
Well, definitely not solved. I'm just laughing there at Councillor Blaney talking about April, and I noticed he didn't say which April it was, because this has been going on now for a long time, and I can't see this being in place for April 2023. I'd say it'll be pushed out at least another couple of months, if not a year. I live in a home that is has defective blocks. My home is crumbling. It's deteriorating at an ever-increasing rate. There is, as I heard Padraig talking about earlier, there's no homes in this area to rent. And our case is further complicated by the fact that we have a disabled child in this house. He's a wheelchair user. There is no hope of me being able to rent any place in this community or in the wider Inishowen community that would suit my son and his needs. Also, given the defective blocks that we have in this house, we can't even renovate the house. We couldn't put up a handrail. The blocks just wouldn't take the weight of it. And to hear people talking about this plan, this scheme that is far from 100%, the scheme itself is defective in the way that it was generated. They pushed through a scheme last summer where they didn't allow the voices of the people who were concerned to speak, because it was going to be a matter of urgency and they wanted to push it through so that we could be dealt with and dealt with fairly. And 8 months later, nothing has happened. What was the rush for? And to hear actually as well in relation to Joe McHugh very recently stated very clearly on local radio here that he believed that the reason the foundations weren't included was because that would mean it would be a rebuild, a complete rebuild, and it would have to be built to 2013 standards, not 2007. So the scheme itself is just defective, and it is absolutely ludicrous for anybody to think that we are sitting here in Donegal waiting on a 100% scheme that's going to be fair, because at the moment there's no fairness in it.
Yeah, as we heard from Senator Niall Blaney there, that the scheme will be up and running soon, he says. But from your own perspective, in terms of you haven't been able to apply to the new scheme yet, and all the while that worry as well about your 14-year-old son Declan, who is a wheelchair user, and how you will find alternative accommodation if and when your house is eventually rebuilt.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had to apply to the old scheme. We are waiting now for we waited a year for the testing to go through. We applied last October. We have had heard nothing back other than just to send in an updated tax certificate. And that's on the 8010 scheme. Our home is a big house. It has a big mortgage. But we wouldn't be able to and can't afford to rebuild this house. And it isn't suitable to our needs. We would be rebuilding a house and then applying for grant aid to make it accessible, rather than allowing us to have a penalty-free downsizing, which would allow us to build a house that would suit our son's needs. And also going into the future, that even when my husband and myself are no longer here, he would have a home that it would use, that he could use for going forward for him. It is absolutely crazy. It wouldn't cost the state a penny extra, and we are stuck here where we have to try and borrow money from I don't know where, because the banks won't lend because our asset is worth zero. And we're stuck in this endless cycle.
Mary, before I leave you go, your husband gave you a pretty grave warning. Was it this morning or yesterday morning? What was this?
Yesterday morning, he just said to me that the gable on the side of the wall, the plaster is so loose there at the moment, not to park on that side of the house because he feels it's only a matter of time before it falls. And just to be very careful about it. And then in addition, there's a high chimney there and to be very careful because it's all cracked as well. And when that falls, if there's anybody around that side of the house, it's just a death trap, to be honest.
Okay, Mary Lafferty in Figart near Ballyliffin, thanks very much for joining us. Verona Murphy in Wexford, obviously there are a handful of cases as well, but we have heard criticism from other parts of the country that the government is investing too much money into this scheme. What's your own take on it?
Well, look, my heart absolutely goes out to Mary. And the reality is this is a failing of government because it's still going on. And we do have people who are testing new bills in Wexford because the mortgage entity has asked for it to be tested. And we have a situation where it's three quarters constructed. So it hasn't got to the roof stage and it has mica. And this is only, now, that'll probably be an insurance issue because we're at the early stage there.
You're saying tonight a new build in County Wexford.
So it is still going on. And my point is that the government expects the taxpayer to pick up the tab for its failings. It's not Mary's fault that her house has mica. There's enough regulation there that isn't being enforced to prevent this happening. And it's ongoing. And it's the same failing that government have in the delivery of supply of housing that landlords are having to pick up the tab for. And ultimately, government seem to think that they will introduce schemes that will build houses that the taxpayer will pick up the tab for when there's no need. So, I mean, we can't go on like this.
So you want better pursuit of quarries, well, of builders, whoever it might be?
Look, we have to have accountability. Why isn't there accountability? Clearly, this is a huge, huge problem. If it's in the realm of 4 billion, somebody has to be accountable.
Well, the Minister, Darragh O'Brien, did promise a senior counsel would initiate inquiry. There's still no sign of that.
But how much will the inquiry cost? I mean, what will an inquiry do? Just sit on a shelf gathering dust and then we'll have another one as to why that gathered dust. This is ongoing. We do not have accountability. And until such time as we have accountability across the public service and across the civil service, as well as the political spectrum, we're not going to see any changes.
Yeah, I just
taxpayers going to pay all the way.
I'll put some of those points to Blaney in a moment, but I just want to show up a picture for those of us watching on News Now. This is the front page of the Inishowen Independent this week. I think the panel can see it as well. And Padraig McLaughlin, you know this house, you visited it. So for those for the benefit of those listening on radio, you might describe as best you can with words the picture I'm holding up at the moment.
Yeah, the picture you're holding up is the Benson family, what used to be their home. They had a semi-detached home, obviously joined onto another property, one block. What should be happening is that both of those properties should be getting demolished at the same time and rebuilt. But instead, this crazy scheme is forcing families to demolish their semi-detached house. They have to have a huge additional cost to that. It makes no economic sense. And you see, Verona talked about, and rightly so, the taxpayers. The way to do this scheme is for the housing agency to run the scheme from start to finish, a government agency, 100% redress, to take blocks out at a time, not one semi-detached house 1 year and another 5 years later, to take blocks out at a time, of two homes, semi-detached, and to, put out for tender, here's 10 homes that have to be rebuilt, or 15 or 20, give us your price. That's how you get value for money for the taxpayer. But also it means it's not cruel. Right now, we are forcing families to try and find tens of thousands. I spoke to a family today who have to find €100,000 of a gap. €100,000, where the hell are they going to get it? Mary Lafferty there, you know, talked about the reality for her family. You know, I mean, you have a situation here where it's just cruelty. It's just cruelty year after year, rather than doing what's right.
On that picture again, just to reiterate what it is. So it's two houses, semi-detached houses. One qualified for the old scheme, the 80-20 scheme, and the other couldn't qualify for it. It will in the future. And according to the report in this week's Inishowen Independent, the house in question that's no longer there had to be demolished mainly by hand. Niall Blaney, is there any way to stand over that picture and what has been described in it for you?
Well, first of all, the new scheme isn't in place, as you know. So you're dealing with an old scheme. But we're weeks off, as I said to you. Can I just say at the outset?
But just address the picture, first of all, because it is a pretty startling picture that two homes together, one qualifies for the old scheme, the other doesn't, and it had to be demolished partially by hand in this day and age. And is that good enough?
These are the issues. Because this scheme is so complex, these are the issues that has been holding the scheme up. This and many other issues that we had to resolve. And to be honest, Barry, there'll be many more issues after the new scheme comes out because a lot of this is evolving. Now, many things have been touched on, but I want to first touch on Mary Lafferty. I feel for her situation. I would ask her to present to her local councillors, to myself, Charlie McConlogue, as minister down there. The council will have to work with her to ensure that she gets accommodation. And we'll work with her to try and ensure something like that happens and that she's looked after during her house demolition and reconstruction.
She said there are no houses to rent.
The council has ways and means of looking after people in those situations, and that'll be done in due course.
What are they? What are those ways and means?
Patrick, I didn't interrupt you when you spoke, so you've made an awful lot of accusations.
I've asked you a question. What are
the
ways and
means? You've asked a lot of questions. Let me answer some of them first and we'll talk afterwards. Can I first of all say that I know many people with MICA. I have a MICA homeowner myself, many family in the same situation, friends and the rest of it. I know too well what the scheme is about. When we set out going to the last election, we're the only party but this number one on our manifesto. We want to sort this out. That's what one of the reasons we're doing on housing. And Dara Bryan's first days in office went to Donegal and has been setting the wheels in motion.
But he had to be dragged and screamed.
He wasn't.
He was dragged into this large protests on the streets by the people
August
of Donegal.
August 2020, we went to Donegal and launched the scheme first. We met the homeowners. They said, we feel the reservations here. He says, this scheme was ready to go. The quickest way is to get up and going. Let's see where it goes. People at Paddy McLaughlin asked to get it stopped altogether. Because it wasn't stopped, there's now 1,200 applications in the system in Donegal. There's houses actually finished in Donegal. And this is ready to roll. And those applications are in the system. Once new regulations come in, we'll change over to the new regulations.
But they have been delayed substantially,
and
as
within
we have pointed
out. We are within a number of weeks of the new scheme coming into being.
Patrick McLaughlin. We'll
address. Can I address a number of other issues there? Foundations was mentioned.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a moment, because that is a crucial perspective. But Patrick, how do you respond to what Niall said there?
I mean, Niall has said, you know, that this is a good scheme, you know, that people, he talked about, you know, calling off the dogs when people come out to protest because they couldn't find alternative accommodation. They were living in black mould. They were living in literally blocks falling down around their homes. They couldn't find a home. Niall says, call off the dogs, you know. He said it's a good scheme. Whenever scientists now that are internationally respected, experts like Andreas Lehmann, people from Canada, people from the United States, people from Norway, came to Donegal, had the courtesy to come to meet families, to visit their homes, to produce absolute scientific evidence. Niall says they were jetting off, they're making no contribution. They're right. And by the way, the likely cause of most of the damage in homes in Donegal is not the deleterious material called mica. It's actually pyrrhotite, iron sulfate.
Just
that's
to jump in on that, to break that down, this is a different mineral. And Niall Blaney, this is a mineral that's in the foundations of some of the homes, research has shown, in Donegal, meaning essentially that a repair of the homes would not be good enough. They would have to be fully demolished and rebuilt, thereby adding more cost to the exchequer as well, ultimately. But the current government scheme doesn't include the foundations, so they wouldn't be covered. Why is that the case?
Well, what is happening here is the minister's called for a full review of IS 465, which is governing those latest materials.
When did he call for it, and when will it be completed?
I believe it'll be into 2024 before it'll be completed. So in the meantime, he has asked for information that anybody has in relation to foundations, etc. Actually, the day we had the hearing in Leinster House, I welcomed the information from the two men just mentioned there by Padraig, two very capable individuals. And the AS465 review, the Engineers Ireland even asked them that day to share that information because that information would be useful. They talked about four foundations in Donegal that were in bother. We've yet to get that information. It's yet to be shared. And moreover,
That's just not correct. Well, it's not true.
I'm only passing information that the Department of Housing are passing on. If it's not true, maybe prove otherwise, Padraig.
Can I get one minute to respond?
Yes, Paul.
Can I just finish my point? Because you asked me a number of questions there. The science is going to dictate this. Mm. If IS465 review comes back and says foundations are a problem,
There's a court case ongoing at the moment, as you're well aware, of a high court case, and scientific research has shown in that it has uncovered the large-scale presence of a different mineral pyrrhotite in the foundations of one particular home in Buncrana, of that of Josephine Kelly, that this is supposed to be widespread. Joe McHugh has raised this issue with the Attorney General. He says he's raised it with the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, but you seem tonight to not be overly concerned by it, that this could really upend your scheme.
No, that's totally out of context. I'm very concerned, as concerned as anybody else in Donegal or elsewhere in relation to this. I want this scheme done and done right, Barry. I want proper regulation of quarries and everything else when this is done and dusted. We're slowly getting there. There's an awful lot of work involved in a time of a housing crisis. But I can tell you at the moment, those reviewing IS465 are saying very openly they haven't as much as one foundation Donegal that's been given to them, shown to them, to be in trouble. And moreover, there are 60 foundations in Donegal being tested as part of that review.
Okay, fine. Padraig McLachlan, briefly.
Professor Paul Dunlop and Dr. Lehman have published a paper. It's been published in a scientific journal, one of the leading scientific journals in the world. They've also been hired by the Geological Society of Ireland. You know, it's very, very clear that the National Standards Authority of Ireland and the government have based a multi-billion scheme on IS465 that is not grounded in science. But Professor Paul Dunlop, Dr. Lehman's reports are grounded in science. That evidence has been given over to the National Standards Authority of Ireland. And still, Barry, they will not allow families to even test their foundations to see if there's deleterious materials. They're asking people to build their homes on foundations that may be rotten. That's what they're asking people to do. And they want people to have confidence in a scheme. This is madness. Absolute madness. Not based in science, based in supposition, based on trying to save money, but actually costing the taxpayer money at every single turn they've messed it up.
And something else that might cost the taxpayer money, before I move back to the rest of our panel, Niall Blaney, and that's over 1,600 homeowners have signed up to a multi-party legal action against a quarry that has supplied some of the blocks here and two agencies of the state, Donegal County Council and the National Standards Authority of Ireland. So lots of families going through the court. Is the state planning to fight this case?
I think the states, and particularly myself and all those involved, particularly Minister Charlie McConlogue, is about getting the scheme up and running, getting solutions for people on the ground. Many people on the ground that are not vocal about this are waiting for the scheme to come into being and being placed in relation to the foundations. If there's evidence there,
There are 60 being tested,
Padraig. But what I say is Paul Dunlop is part of the review of IS465 as far as I know. But what we're being told by Engineers Ireland, and we're not the experts, but what Engineers Ireland are saying, that foundations, the level of cement in foundations is much greater than a block. Sure. And because of that, the same
Verona Murphy, you'll be listening intently to our two Donegal colleagues, but you're holding up that picture. What are you saying?
The same engineers would probably say that it's crazy to do that the way it's being carried out. I mean, it makes no sense, and it's a trait of government. I mean, Wexford Hospital, as I said, same thing. We're doing a restoration, and when it's completed, we'll probably start on a planning process for a 97-bed block that should be done now. Join the dots. The taxpayer deserves the money to be spent get value for money and efficiently. This government just doesn't seem to possess the ability to do that.
John Lee, we started off on housing on a different matter. We're ending on this one. And between this redress scheme and the one for Celtic Tiger Apartments as well, the taxpayers on the hook for quite an amount of money, and the government seems unable to satisfy either side.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking back to the Pyrite scheme, which was in my community a number of years back in a previous administration. It seemed to go very smoothly and was done. And here again, we've done very quickly. Here again, we've an infrastructure project, which is ultimately what it is to dispassionately refer to it as that. And they're struggling. I don't know what it is with this coalition. Is it the makeup of it? Is it the individuals? I suspect it is the individuals involved in a number of departments. They just can't seem to get the energy, cohesion to tackle everything from housing. And this is part of the housing problem. And I think ultimately, Micheál Martin has been, I think he's, and now I might clear it up here, he's overtaken Charlie Haughey, I think, as one of the longest leaders of Fianna Fáil. He's there a long time. Leo Varadkar's in government 12 years. They seem to lack energy and cohesion when it comes to these kind of big projects.
Briefly now.
I think Micheál Martin has shown an awful lot of energy in relation to the MICA. He came to Donegal. It was him for asked for the review. And I believe that many people in Donegal will be getting underway with their houses within the next short while once the scheme is announced.
Well, let's see whether that is the case. Plenty to run on that.